because they... yeah, great. Now I can't tell stories. No, I'm just kidding. Hello, everyone. I'll try to talk clearly so you guys can understand me with my accent. anyways, so yeah, I guess you guys know a little bit about me. So I grew up in a Christian home. It was really a big blessing, and just really cool. Just how God worked that all out, and how I could just have that privilege with lots of siblings. And I was homeschooled, and then I did like my last 3 years at public school, which is kind of a testimony in itself. I just felt God was calling me there, kind of more as like a mission field, and just went there with that mindset. And it was just really cool how God kind of could use me in that, and just growing in that like environment and stuff. But anyways, I guess like my testimony isn't this crazy testimony where I was like a drug addict and, you know, all in there and then got pulled up and was like saved. Like, I mean, those are like, that's a great testimony, but that isn't mine. And I think for the longest time I would think that like I didn't have a testimony, because I was like, well, I just, you know, been, you know, love the Lord my whole life, you know. I mean, obviously there's big ups and downs, but that was kind of my life. And I was like, oh, like, is there even a testimony in that? And then I just finished a 3-month internship before I came to New Zealand. And through that, just kind of seeking God and seeing, kind of just asking God, like, what is my testimony? He kind of just unfolded to me a lot of things in my life that I had just kind of gone on as like an everyday part of life, and then later realized that I was like, whoa, that was definitely God. Because it's, I guess in the world that we're in, it's pretty hard to not want to go, and I mean, the desire is there, but not to just fall into just these traps, like, you know, all over the place. And just, you know, there's so much that the world kind of offers and just sounds so good that it's so, you know, tempting to go in. But I guess for me, God kind of just spoke to me about how, you know, like, we are called to live out heaven on earth and to create heaven's atmosphere on earth, and in just different levels of, you know, like, it's so easy just to look eye level at everyone, but God's calling us to just focus on him and calling us to just have that heaven, like, carrying that heaven's mantle on earth in every area of our life, even the little things that, you know, seem to just kind of pass by. I guess I just have 3 points. I'll try to go through them quickly, but God just showed me kind of keys to living with heaven standard in your life. And so the first one is to know your end goal. And I have like references, but we won't go there. But how even Jesus himself kind of laid out the perfect example of how we're supposed to live, and just Jesus himself, he looked forward to that joy that awaited him, and the reward motivated him to keep going. And I think that's really important for just us as Christians, just always to know our end goal and to know the reward that's waiting, because that's going to just help us to persevere and push through. And it's kind of the same thing with even things like you're saving yourself for marriage. You know, we do this because we know that there's blessing in that. And it's the same thing with living a holy lifestyle, and in every area, as you know that God's going to bless you and, you know, pour out blessing, and just that God's promises, it's not just about, you know, waiting for that promise to just unfold, but it's about becoming the promise. And that's what life is, just continuing and going for those promises that God has and just becoming like them, and kind of just, you know, becoming more like Christ. And so the second kind of key to living with heaven's heavenly standards is to seek the Father in his revelation. And now, so seeking personal revelation for your life. And this is pretty much, like, the testimony of my life is how in areas where I would face, like, you know, questions like, oh, well, like, why can't I drink and why can't I go get drunk and what's wrong with it? And just all these questions that... I kind of would go to, like, my other Christian friends and be like, oh, like, what do you guys see on this? And they would tell me, and I'd be like, oh, it's a good, you know, good reason not to, and things like that. But there was this particular time in my life where I was kind of just didn't have that strong foundation, and I was just, like, I was like, oh, like, you know, my friends would say nothing's wrong with it, and they were all Christian, and they all did, and so I'm like, oh, like, of course it can't be that bad, you know, whatever. And so it's so easy just to conform, and so easy to just... kind of just lower your levels and everything just to kind of what's around you rather than seeking God and asking him what he wants for your life. And I guess, that's kind of just a big story, but just how I came into a situation where, like, I was with, you know, I kind of based my revelations of why I don't do this and why I do that on just what everyone else said, not on what God said. And I think a part of it was I actually didn't even really want to ask God because I was afraid that he was going to tell me, like, a reason, and I just was, you know, in that whole I got to do my own thing kind of thing. But, like, obviously that didn't work very well because when I came into that situation where, like, all my friends were just getting into all of this and I had just been like, what? Like, you guys said, you know, and it just, like, kind of just came crashing down. And and I was just, like, just broken because I realized at that point that that foundation that I thought I had was only based on people's words, not on God's words. And so I just, yeah, I was, you know, seeking the Father and being like, okay, God, like, what do you want for my life? Why? And just letting him minister and speak into those areas. And then that builds that foundation that is just solid, like, and just not going to break kind of thing. And so I think, yeah, it's really important to just be willing to choose God's advice and what he says and what he instructs you to do. And just being obedient to what the Father says, because there's so much power in when we walk in obedience to what the Father wants. And yeah, just knowing, like in Deuteronomy 8:3, it says, people do not live by bread alone, rather we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Father. So it's just so important to get his words for your life. And then my, like, last point that I guess just kind of helps with this is just to live as sons and daughters of the King. And it's so important to know your identity and to know that in every area of your life you can be, living in the holy place, and you can be bringing heaven's atmosphere, on earth and stuff. And for me, like, there's lots of times in my life where I could see God, like, I was set apart, and in lots of areas I would, like, try to get involved in this, try to, like, oh yeah, it's fine, and I was, like, physically separated from the group. It's kind of funny that I look back at just, like, me trying to fit into parties, and I'm, like, in the corner of the room, like, what is this? Because it's just so cool to see how God had just, like, physically set me apart, and he set us all apart. We are set apart, and we're not called for this world. We're called for something greater. And that's, you know, that same, like, mercy and grace that gets people out of those dark places is the same mercy and grace that kept me from those dark places. And I know that he's keeping all of us for that. And if you allow him and his strength through us, then he can, like, you know, we can just focus on him and just live for him every day of our life. And yeah, I guess so. For me, I just feel, even to just challenge you guys, and just what has really challenged me was, like, our motives and stuff behind what we do. Like, are they for God? Are they for, his kingdom? And also just area of our life. Like, we are the temple of God now. He dwells inside of us. So, like, what areas in your life are there just kind of junk stored up that the Holy Spirit's trying to just clear out? Because, you know, God dwells in us, and, you know, we should just provide him a place of just, you know. And so, yeah, anyways, for me, I just got this, even a real revelation of what purity is. Like, oftentimes, you know, we can say, like, oh, you know, I'm going to stay pure for my husband, or everything is for my husband, which is so, so good. But God just kind of threw this curveball at me once, and even how it's easy just to say, like, for my husband, but, like, and kind of that's still an earthly level. You guys kind of understand, like, it's still something that's, like right here, but God's actually calling us, like, to stay pure, to be pure for God, and how we can change that focus from just something that's eye level and just look up and just see God and just be everything we do for God and everything in our life, even the tiniest little things, like, you know, like, and I think when you just allow yourself and the Holy Spirit, he's going to start convicting things. I mean, there's areas in my life where I was just all of a sudden, like, for example, like, not, like, there would be certain movies where I was like, why am I watching these? And I would just, like, just have to not watch them because I just felt like, why am I? Like, why am I trying to watch these movies when, like, we can just not do something like that? Because God is just constantly calling us to something higher and greater, and we can go because we are like his son and his daughter, we can go and strive for those things. So I don't know, I just want to encourage you guys in that, and that's kind of just the testimony. My life is just how God, you know, like his mercy and grace was on us when we just choose to be set apart, and when we constantly choose God, then he's just going to, yeah, help us through life or something.